It's all about Texas with Pratt on Texas on 790 KFYO.
Turn out the lights and on.
Gentlemen, welcome back to Pratt on Texas. We've got so much to do today, folks. We're going to talk about, in my opinion, the callous disregard for the lives, safety, and liberty of its readers, its customers at the Avalanche Journal's editorial board today. All right, now, folks, the AJ editorial today ran on editorial, red light cameras do green light, and they just, as usual, like these arrogant people, use the back of their hand to people who object to them. They say something about that we're crazy, that there is due process because you get to go before an employee, a hearing officer for a hearing. And they say, how is that not due process? Well, you idiots at the AJ, you editorial idiots who are extraordinarily disappointing. We do have our winner, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you on those 38 special tickets. We do have the winner. You idiots, that's not due process. You can't ask for a jury trial, a trial by your peers, guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution, and you cannot appeal. That's not due process. And you are assumed guilty. To have the hearing, you have to pay the fine first. In all the cities I've looked at, you morons. Secondly, on that subject, Mr. Greenberg and you other editorialists down there, you haven't bothered to look into this issue. You at the bottom say, we could debate it till we're blue in the face because of all the opposite evidence. No, you hadn't. There's not but about four or five reports out in America that recommend these cameras and show any good statistics to them. Secondly, you say that you've talked to the other communities, the other officials, I think is the quote. Yeah, none of the officials we visited with about their communities experienced cited an increase in rear-end collisions. Well, listen, you morons, and you are morons on this issue. Those are the people enjoying the revenue. Do you think they're going to tell you that? No, it took a real newspaper like the Houston Chronicle to dig into Houston and get past the officials to find out they're only collecting a quarter to 30% of the tickets. The collections are that bad. It's taken real news outlets to go in and uncover the fact that the yellow lights were not timed properly in Lubbock. You guys are off your rocker on this, and you are showing nothing but callous disregard for the safety of your readers. And let me tell you why. Even the people you are agreeing with on red light cameras, and this isn't because we disagree. In this editorial, you guys did not make an argument. You made a back-of-the-hand, arrogant bunch of little statements and strung it together. It's bad writing, too. You listen to me, Mr. Greenberg, and the rest of you at the Avalanche Journal. By the way, congratulations to Don Barron, the winner for the 38 special tickets. Now, you listen to me, editorialists. The entire issue, you say, and the camera proponents say, is about saving lives from red light runners. Now, if a car in front of you won't stop you from running a red light like the person that apparently hurt or killed somebody last night, I don't know why you think a camera's going to stop them. It's just going to give them a ticket. Secondly, and more importantly, even the studies that you suggest, even all the traffic institutes that Jerry Hart and others subscribe to, all say that the number one issue with red lights is what? Why do we have a yellow light? The caution time to give you time to slow down and stop. They all, including the Texas Transportation Institute, say that lengthening the yellow light by a second does more to reduce red light running than anything. So, if you all were intellectually honest down there and not, well, trying to make peace with the mayor on one subject or something like that, you would realize that you all should have been running stories and editorials about the fact that Lubbock's traffic department lied to its own Citizens Traffic Commission, to the public, through this show and others, and to the people who are elected officials. They didn't even check the 12 intersections they were proposing for cameras to see if their red light, yellow light times were even set right, and yet they propose a massive and major change in how we deal with red light running, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Greenberg, Mr. AJ editorialist, you all should be ashamed. You may like red light cameras. You may think they're okay, fine, make that point. But don't gloss over and completely forget the fact that the council and others voted down to go back and restudy this and force all yellow light times to be correct. Why are you not, if you really are concerned about people's lives, why aren't you editorializing for the city to first lengthen the length of every yellow light time 1 second longer than the national study and put it at the level recommended by the Texas Transportation Institute, huh? Maybe you're not from Texas, so, Mr. Greenberg, you didn't know we had that institute. Of course, that means you hadn't studied this issue at all, if you don't know that. Shame on you. Shame on you for putting your readers' lives at risk. You can disagree with me on the red light cameras, but if your aim is what you say, to save lives, why aren't you out there pushing for fixing the yellow light times first? Because you're a fraud on this issue, just like the mayor is. Shameful. Shameful. I have such high hopes for you, too. We'll be back with more.
From the farm to the loop, Pratt on Texas continues on 790 KFYO after this.
YO.
He's back and ready for more. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas on 790 KFYO.
I keep my fingernails long so they click when I play the piano.
Avalanche Journal Editorial Board, why don't you cite your sources? Why don't you name these officials you spoke to? Because I've got some questions for you. On this show, I've cited my sources. Are you telling me that, let's see. By the way, El Paso, they've only had them up 6 months, and they claim that they've reduced red light running. Did you know that out of 20 of the highest accident intersections in the city, they only put 3 cameras at the 20 highest accident intersections? I wonder why, if it's about stopping red light running. 6 months isn't enough data to know anything. I wonder, did you call, well, the officials in Modesto, California? They're not going to tell you that the red light cameras are bad. How do I know this? Because the chief of police has a report recommending more cameras. But if you examine the report, as the newspaper did there, you would find that accidents and severity of accidents have increased, 19% increase in injuries. In Ohio, are your peers at WEWS Television liars? When they didn't ask the city officials like you did, the officials who enjoy the revenue, they went and pulled the data, and they found that the number of collisions had increased 40% in Cleveland. And about Plano, I think it's very interesting because Plano and Garland and other Texas cities, of course, Plano loves them. Plano told you, by the way, in 10 months they only made $300,000 in Plano, so this idea we were going to get $1.5 million is absolutely absurd. Even if they'd put them in at their earliest date, you would not have made nearly the amount of money they put in the budget. They claim they've seen a 32% decrease in red light violation crashes over 10 months. Okay. Well, that's what they say, the officials. But did you notice that the local television station there did a report by actually finding the data and showed that accidents had increased in Plano and the number of rear-end collisions had gone up tremendously? See, they acted like real journalists. They went out and dug out the information. They didn't call officials who are enjoying the great extra revenue taken from their subjects. But the real point of it's not the red light camera. The point of it is if you guys were really concerned about safety, you would have been all over and calling for the city traffic commissioner to be fired, the engineer here in Lubbock, because the intersections didn't even comply with the national standards. He promised everyone that they did. And you would be lobbying to add a second to all of those so that we can truly reduce the collisions. That doesn't even cost a bunch of money. But you guys aren't serious about it. Shame on you. Shame on you. No wonder your circulation continues to go down and down and down, and the newspaper industry continues to go down and down. In fact, did you know I just put some statistics up the other day for some folks? This is from your own business, the circulation, the American Annual Report on American Journalism at journalism.org, and it's from the big journalism group. Newspaper circulation's in decline. The root problems go back to the 40s when the percentage of Americans reading newspapers began to drop, but for years the U.S. population was growing so much that circulation kept rising, then after 1970 remained stable. That changed in 90 when circulation began to decline in absolute numbers. And the problem now appears to be more than fewer people developing the newspaper habit. That's bad writing for journalists. People who used to read every day now read less often. Some people who used to read a newspaper have stopped altogether. Today, just more than half the Americans, 54%, even read a newspaper at any time during the week. Somewhat more on Sunday, 62%, and the numbers continuing to drop. Maybe it's because you guys have just gotten so far afield of your local market, quoting over and over the Center for, that group that advocates for welfare, the CCCP, as your lone source instead of looking at other sources. You live in a conservative community, but you're lambasting us with Grow the Bureaucracy from the editorial board. Had high hopes for you, and I like the things you're doing physically with the paper. I think it looks good. But you guys better figure something out, and you better get on it. You know, I don't get it. I think you're frauds when it comes to this red light issue. And Mr. Greenberg, I would love to have you on the show. If you're up to the challenge, come on the show and let's talk about it and debate it. Because you can't get out from this fact. If you're really concerned about the life-saving, why have you not been editorializing for lengthening the yellow light times? Why did your paper and your editorial board not come down extraordinarily hard on the city for lying about the yellow light times? Why? We go to the Johnny Bailey Singular Wireless Listener Line to talk to Joe. Joe, go right ahead.
Good afternoon, or good evening, or whatever.
Good afternoon. We are short on time coming up on a break, so go for it.
Okay. The reason in Lubbock that people don't read the paper as much, have you seen how thick this paper has gotten where it is?
Well, I like the paper. I read it online. I depend on local papers. I think we have better... Some of the news writer kids and folks writing out there are the best we've had in years, but I don't know.
Maybe, but there's sure not much newspaper there.